2020 ended on a high note for a Kalihi High School performing arts program. The national platform Amazon Prime started streaming T-shirt Theater Presents Kipuka, an anti-bullying project, back in November. It featured a diverse cast from Farrington High School, and local audiences may remember the documentary when it first premiered at the 2018 Hawaii International Film Festival. Here's a clip of T-shirt Theater co-founder George Kahn talking about the significance of the title.
When we considered a show about bullying, cyberbullying, and teen suicide, it was clear to us right at the onset that it's a very dark place to go. And we needed to have as an anchor or as an image this safe place, this haven, some patch of goodness that could withstand all of that heat. We needed that to even begin this exploration. For ourselves, we did. And as we explored it, we discovered in a very direct way that T-shirt Theater is a kipuka for a lot of the kids. And that became clearer as we launched on this project.
The project was written and performed by Farrington students between the ages of 13 to 18. Their unique stories drawn from personal life were shared with audiences to help counteract the effects of bullying. Producer Lillian Song caught up with director and T-shirt Theater alum Jeremiah Tayao to get the backstory about the film.
T-shirt Theater does different types of shows twice every year. So in this particular instance, George Kahn and T-shirt Theater received a grant from the Gift Foundation to actually do a bunch of videos online regarding bullying. So it wasn't actually supposed to be a full-length feature documentary, but early on in the process, I kind of knew that there was a deeper story to be told. It was pretty advantageous, too, that the subject was about bullying, because I feel like that's a topic that is super relatable to students. And because T-shirt Theater is an organization that empowers students to voice their own stories, to write their own stories, in some instances, direct them, it seemed like a perfect thing to kind of expand on. And fortunately, we had the resources to make a feature film out of it, and that's how it ended up happening. But the structure of it being an anti-bullying story was primarily for live audiences in theater and for some online type videos. So that's what I was originally brought on for.
So Jeremiah, the grant was for videos on bullying, but because of the format of T-shirt Theater, the performances were still on stage.
Yes, the grant was for us to do like an online adaptation of the performances, but there was enough story-wise, I think, in terms of like telling the students' perspectives and telling a little bit more about the organization, that we, early in the process, we decided to shift gears. And instead of making short online videos, we made a feature-length documentary instead.
It sounds like T-shirt Theater is very collaborative, so students were able to also bring their voices into the project. What was the timeline for the students to get involved and start sharing their stories and then getting that into a script and staging it?
Mm-hmm. So we worked off of T-shirt Theater's timeline, really. So their whole process is they would go and share their stories amongst themselves. And when they have a concept or an idea, they would put it up on stage and kind of act it out. And the person that originated the story would have to then transcribe that in text format to George Kahn, and then that would be actually the process of writing the script for the live performances. I do kind of want to backtrack a little bit on this, because I think it's interesting that T-shirt Theater brought in a bunch of guest speakers, and they shared their personal stories with the students of T-shirt Theater, and they cover topics that are pretty heavy, like depression and teen pregnancy and suicide, and we then see how their experiences informed the stories that the students were able to tell on stage. So from there, they were able to internalize that and take on multiple perspectives on it, on bullying, such as like cyberbullying, self-bullying, being a bystander to bullying, and even taking on the perspective of the bully. So the scenes that you see that play on in the film are often written and sometimes directed by the students themselves. There's a story that Nadia shares about self-bullying and, you know, getting down on yourself and beating yourself up for things that are internal, you know, like you might have like supportive friends that are trying to break you out of your funk, but sometimes the bullying comes from within, and I think that was a really interesting kind of angle to take it at. There's also other stories about being a bystander, you know, watching bullying happen and not deciding to or to not interject yourself when you're witnessing something happen, you know? There's all sorts of really, really interesting takes on it that I think is beautiful about what T-shirt theater brought to the table, because it allowed the students to voice themselves what they think about the topic. And I think it comes out in very beautiful, beautiful ways on stage.
Well, Jeremiah, this is your first ever feature film that you directed. It's been about 2 years since it premiered at HIFF. How do you feel about this project having legs beyond the film festival and that you're seeing it get nationwide distribution on Amazon Prime?
Well, first of all, shout out to HIFF. I have like a very special relationship with the Hawaii International Film Festival. I was actually like a volunteer before, like years ago, and during my time at the Academy for Creative Media, we would also screen our student films at HIFF. So being able to premiere it there was really special, and to also see the cast there and see them react to this new finished product was really special for me too. To follow that up, being able to actually see it being distributed on Amazon Prime is still something that I'm trying to get used to. Again, this project wasn't initially designed to become a feature film, much less be where it's at right now. So during this time, it's really important to also share this type of story of communities that are full of positivity and empower young people to be able to express themselves and find their voices at a very young and formative age. I think it's a story that's also semi-autobiographical for me and also for a lot of people that have gone through the T-shirt theater program. It's an experience that we all kind of go through. You know, first of all, having the friendships that have blossomed during practices, it's kind of like you have a shared experience with your contemporaries. Like you're all going to go on the stage, and you're all going to perform in front of 1,200 of your peers in your high school. And from there, you know, it's instantly transformative. As a performer at T-shirt, you hear the reaction of the crowd, and those are your friends, you know? So, yeah, I think it's really cool to be able to share that story on a platform like Amazon Prime.
So what's been the response now that Kipuka has been streaming?
Yeah, fortunately, Amazon Prime does have this feature where where people can come in and comment and share their experiences. And what's really kind of cool about reading through the comments on Amazon Prime is that it's not entirely always just about the film itself, though I do appreciate the comments about the film, but I also really like that people are talking about their experiences with T-shirt theater and how that experience has affected them. What's really cool about T-shirt theater is there's a mantra that T-shirt theater shares with its students, and that's to rehearse for life. And I truly believe that T-shirt theater does that. It prepares students for life beyond high school. The discipline and dedication that goes into coming to practice on time and honing and developing your skills in writing, communication, teamwork, and public speaking are all skills that have real-world applications.
That was T-shirt Theater alumni Jeremiah Tayao, who directed the feature-length documentary Kipuka, an anti-bullying project. It's now reaching global audiences on Amazon Prime. Founded by George Kahn and the late Walt Delaney, T-shirt Theater has been teaching students to rehearse for life beyond high school since 1985. We'll post links on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.